Comprehending research methodology with insight of all the stages. While writing an assignment, dissertation, or research paper, we all come across the term research methodology in the index, followed by a major segment of writing defining the approach that you have pursued to explore the research issue. The segment is going to help you assess and showcase the general validity and dependability of your study at the fundamental level. Introduction. Most of the students do not understand the exact meaning of methodology and what are its core applications. Yes, of course, when you get professional assignment help on research paper, then the experts will handle the research methodology meticulously and they will leave no loophole for the evaluator to deduct your grades. But that does not mean you can leave everything to the professional assignment writers and never comprehend what and how they have done it for you. It is a proven fact that research assignment writing services from an authorized assignment help agency can always help with the submission of flawless thesis and research papers, but to present it confidently in front of an audience, you are required to be familiar with the approach that has been used by the writer on the paper. Here, we are going to glance through the step-by-step instructions of writing the right methodology and how the right assignment help can craft it in the most easy-to-understand language to fill you with utmost confidence at the time of presentation. Tired of exploring the web to find the most suitable research topic? Find out some of the best research paper topics for top-grade assignment writing. What does the methodology segment tell the reader about? The correct methodology segment is the one that provides answers to two inquiries about the research. The first is the way the researcher has created and gathered the information. Secondly, how the researcher or writer has broken down that information on the paper. The writing is ought to be precise and straightforward, and the writing must be in the past tense. There are four stages in which the whole methodology layout is prepared by the experts while fulfilling assignment orders online. Here, while conducting research assignment work in different parts of the world, the presentation and writing style might differ as per the assigned university guidelines, but the standard approach and layout would remain the same. Let us get familiar with these methodological stages one by one. Stage 1: Acquainting General Methodology. What is the question or issue that you decided to explore, and what are the type of information you possess to respond it? The quantitative methods, such as statistics and studies, are the best approach for estimating, classifying, identifying, positioning, and making speculations. The qualitative methods, such as interviews and surveys, are proven to be an ideal approach to pick, contextualize, decipher, and depict the internal and external understanding of a specific viewpoint. Methods are blended to assimilate mathematical estimations without the ground-level investigations. You can always kickstart by putting forward your reasoning and suspicions about the methodology used. What was your mathematically derived mean to a hypothetical or a reasonable issue? Why it is the most concrete and appropriate way than any other approach to coherently answer all your research questions? Is it a form of standard methodology or is it path-breaking and does requires justification? Were there any philosophical or moral contemplations encountered by you? Which are the scientifically proven methods utilized to measure the validity of the research sort? When a test study is conducted with a quantitative approach, you can create generalizable information with planned study of controlled factors. There is always a possibility of duplicating the study by different researchers. From the viewpoint of a qualitative participant, you can always expect to derive ethnographic information regarding social structures, shared convictions, and practices of a particular group of individuals. This methodology is more interpretive, rather than being controlled. You are required to consider your role as a researcher, considering your observation and participation that may impact the outcomes. Stage 2: Describing information choice and assortment. Here, it is essential that you provide a blueprint of the strategies, materials, and tools employed by you to gather the information, and the standards set by you to pick sources or participants. Quantitative methods. Demonstrating when, where, and how the review is being navigated. How are you planning to conduct the inquiries and which structure are you opting for? Example, rating scales, arithmetic mean, etc. What are the criteria opted by you to pick the right participants? How did you extract the feedback on your research? Was it via mail, telephone, social media, live chat, or face-to-face interaction to record the reactions of the participants? What was the actual sample size and the reaction rate? It doesn't matter whether you are conducting the research independently or hiring the best assignment help services, to prove the validity of your information it is essential to integrate the complete poll in the form of an appendix for the final reference of the evaluator or the audience. Experiments. Give the complete detail of the strategies, tools, and methods used to conduct the examination. How did you craft the whole layout of the examination? What conventional and unexpected challenges you came across during the entire process of examination? If you are conducting test research, then it is imperative to provide sufficient details for another researcher to simulate your outcomes. Existing information. Mention how you are assembling the information, for example chronicled information, distributions, etc. to boost your analysis better. Which are the sources that you referred for material? What are the rules and regulations you set to pick the material, for instance, the data range? Understanding quantitative methods model with an example. The research study features 5 different questions as well as 10 inquiries that the respondents are required to answer based on 7-point rating scale. Here, the objective is to overview 350 clients of Company A within the organizational premises in Stockholm from 9 to 12 September 2019, between 12 o'clock and 1600 hours. The client is featured as an individual who bought an item from Company A, and the participants of the study were given 5 minutes to fill out the study paper anonymously and responded by 410 clients. Here, not all the studies were finished, and 370 study results were remembered for the purpose of analysis. Qualitative methods. Center groups or meetings. Showcase when, where, and how the meetings were conducted. What is the approach behind finding and selecting the participants? What is the total number of individuals who partook in the study? The structure in which the meetings are conducted, e.g. organized, semi-organized, or unstructured. The time duration of the meetings and the mediums in which they were recorded. Participant perception. Demonstrating when, where, and how the participant has been directed. What network and group did you observe and how did you access them? The mediums opted by you to record the information, for instance, note-taking, audio-visual recordings? Existing information. How are you assembling and choosing the information? What sort of materials did you break down to analyze? Elaborate in detail how did you pick up investigation materials discourse for the assessment of the focal point? Understanding qualitative methods model with an example. A semi-organized meeting was conducted with 9 returning clients from the rudimentary objective group of Company A. Here, the returning client represents somebody making a purchase of the items at any given rate twice every week from Company A. The objective group chosen the returning clients between the age group 20 to 45 years of age. All the meetings were conducted in a small room close to the sales office and held each time for a period of 20 minutes. The medium of recording the answers was preferred to be note-taking. One interviewee requested not to be recorded. Stage 3 underscore describing the analysis methods. In the third stage, you are required to prepare the layout and break down the information. It is always suggestive to not give away too many things at this stage. Never introduce or discuss any of your results at this stage. Quantitative methods. All types of analysis in these methods are based on numbers. In these method areas, you may incorporate. How did you gather the information prior to dissecting it, for instance, verifying the missing information, changing factors, and eliminating exceptions? Which measurable methods did you utilize, for instance, relapse analysis? Which form of programming did you use to dissect the given information, for instance, STATA or SPSS? Quantitative methods model. Before assessing the collected information, the dataset has verified for the missing information as well as exceptions. For that, the exception marking rule has been implemented. All forms of qualities outside this determined research have been viewed as exceptions, Hogan and Smith, 1988. The dissection of the information has been done with the help of factual programming SPSS. Qualitative methods. When it comes to qualitative research, all your analysis is going to be based on pictures, language, and perceptions. Some of the key methods may incorporate content analysis, arranging the topics and coding the thoughts. Account analysis, having a glimpse of narrating structures as well as deciphering their importance. Discourse analysis, throwing some light over correspondence and significance, including pictures, language, and nonverbal collaborations, in contrast to their social setting. Qualitative methods model. All the meetings have been open-coded and interpreted to arrange key topics and to recognize designs. Each subject is also examined to enhance a more intense understanding of participants' knowledge and aspirations. Stage 4 underscore analyzing and vindicating your methodological decisions. When you are choosing specific methods to vindicate the credibility of your research on the topic, you ought to put forth a strong defense to justify the same. Showcase the reasons that lead to the selection of this methodology to deliver new information or understanding, and why other methods were not pertinent to your targeted objectives and unbiased inference. Obviously, there is always a possibility of shortcomings or limitations in the methodology chosen by you, but it is imperative to justify the qualities that surpassed the demerits. It is an undeniable fact that the lab-based tests and experiments cannot replicate the exact circumstances and practices, yet they are feasible for testing the causal links between the factors. It is pretty evident that unstructured meetings normally generate the results that cannot sum up beyond the example group, still they give in a better insight to the understandings, aspirations, and response of the participants. Conclusion. Comprehending research methodology in your work is extremely important from the audience's perspective. If you can successfully master the elements of these four stages, then it can surely create an impact of the next level. In case you are finding yourself short of time, and would like our experts to intervene, then you can get the best paid assignment help within a matter of few clicks. Get research paper writing service and come across the assignment writers with experience of over 14 years in the field of research writing and formidable command of writing thousands of professional research methodologies for students, lecturers, corporates, and research scholars. Order now and submit your research paper with skyrocketed confidence like never before.